You are listening to the Wisdom with Trish podcast. This is episode 79, interview with podcast listener and Breathe member, Heidi Roberts. Welcome to Wisdom with Trish. I'm Trish, I'm your host. I'm a mom to six kids. I've been married to my sweetheart for 28 years. And I'm a life coach. But most of all, and why we're all here, is I spent 30 years chronic dieting. Yep, most of my life I've spent trying to be in a smaller body. And this podcast is about my journey to turning to God and trusting Him to not diet anymore. I found a path of health and a path of loving the space I take up in the world. And I'm here now to help other women do the same. So I'm so glad you're going to join me on the journey. All right, here we go. Hey, 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 everyone. I'm super excited to be podcasting with you today. I'm really excited about the podcast today. I have a dear friend who is going to be chatting with us. Heidi Roberts is with us today. Hi, Heidi.
Hey.
Heidi is actually a Breathe member, and she also, though, Heidi and I went to school together, and then just through our plant journey, we just kind of found each other, wouldn't you say, Heidi, on discovering the Word of Wisdom?
Yeah.
And then that's how she saw I had a podcast, and anyway, it was just fun to reunite that way. And then kind of, we are each other's people, I would say. we think the same on things. And of course, you know, that makes us, it's just been fun to rekindle that friendship again. But Heidi is coming on today because I wanted her to share her experience. A lot of times when I have guests on, I'll have them on and then they're sharing like their plant-based journey. And Heidi definitely eats plants, and she'll talk a little bit about that today, but she's really, I asked her to come on because I really wanted her to share her journey of like discovering diet culture. And like, it's been really amazing for me to watch it completely change Heidi's life. And I just asked her, would you come share? Cause she's just had such a beautiful experience. And I know that it's going to really bless each of you that are going to be listening to hear her experience. And then, I think that you'll relate, and then you'll also think, oh, that's available to me too. So Heidi, tell everybody a little bit about you before we start.
Okay. Well, I live in Utah with my family. I have a husband and four children, different ages, actually. I've got one in college and one on a mission and one home getting ready to go to college and one in high school. So I'm starting to figure out how to live life with less kids at home, which is kind of fun and sad at the same time. But
yes,
I love to backpack and ride my bike and play pickleball. Those are my three things I love to do.
So fun. And so tell everybody a little bit about your first plant-based experience. Like when we found each other, you were kind of trying it a second time, I think. So right. Tell everybody kind of like what brought you to plant-based eating. And let's talk about that a little bit before we jump into the other part.
Okay. Well, so my husband and I watched Fork Over Knives a couple years ago. And we just were like, okay, we have got to embrace this. We've got to go full on. So we did. We just cleaned out everything. We went plant-based. We did really awesome for about 5 months. And then the holidays hit, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And then Thanksgiving. And then we went on a cruise. And then it was Christmas and then New Year's. And basically, at that point, I just was like, oh, yeah, I do like eating some of these foods. And it was hard to get back on. Anyway, but it just kept nagging at me like, you really need to get back to plant-based. And I kind of go on again, off again. Well, just, I don't know, in the last 6 months, again, I'm just feeling like you need to just get back to plant-based. I really felt a lot better eating that way. I did I did like it. I just, it was a little harder to do. So anyway, and I'd seen Trisha's podcast. And the funny thing is I'd seen her podcast for a little while and I kept saying, okay, I really want to listen to it, but I'm going to wait until I'm like eating plants so that I can feel good while I'm like, I didn't actually know what your podcast necessarily was, but I just thought, you know, you always sometimes get to a point where you're like, if I'm doing good, then I can, I didn't see it as a tool. I don't know what I thought. Anyway, but one day I was just like, okay, just listen, you know, just start. Maybe it'll help you get more motivated. And it really did. And it opened my eyes to a lot of different things. Anyway, so I'm still on my journey of figuring out, I'm taking it a lot slower this time. And, you know, I've got family that are, you know, on board depending on what I make and not make. So, yeah.
Yeah. That sounds very familiar to a lot of us, actually. Yeah. Right. Yeah. So we're eating plants and things, and then we're listening to my podcast.
Yeah.
And then something that I think happened that you weren't really expecting.
Yeah. So I didn't know what her podcast was, what your podcast was about, but as I was listening and learning about diet culture, I was really shocked because I didn't realize that diet culture was a part of my life. I'd seen, you know, I could easily see the magazines with the models and, you know, the TV shows or whatever with these people who looked a certain way. And it didn't bother me. I never felt like I needed to be like a size zero or anything like that. I just was like, I'm not affected by diet culture. But as I listened to your podcast, I was really, really recognized that I was swimming in the murky waters and that as I started to come out of it, I just was really noticing myself watching other people and recognizing that I was looking at people and noticing their bodies and I've always noticed my body and I knew I wanted to lose weight and stuff, but I was really surprised at how I would go places or I'd see pictures of people on Facebook and I would be like, oh, looks like they've put on weight or they've lost weight or whatever. And I just hadn't recognized that I was doing that necessarily and that it was affecting how I was feeling about myself.
Yeah. And so you start recognizing.
Yeah.
What were, besides just like seeing, noticing, oh, I tend to notice people's body sizes more than I notice people. What else were you thinking that how it affected you?
Yeah. So, I realized in your podcast, I don't remember what episode, but you were talking about how, we sometimes shrink ourselves when we are uncomfortable with the body we're in because our bodies aren't being shrunk, I guess. And I really thought about that and I realized how much I have shrunk myself to hide myself from opportunities to better myself or to do different things. I'm a real estate agent and the idea of putting like my picture on a website or on a, you know, a card just kept me from doing that. I didn't want people to judge me or to feel like I was unable to help them with their real estate needs because I was in a bigger body than what I felt like I should be in. So I was just really surprised at that realization. Like I hadn't connected the two that, oh, it is affecting my ability to become what I want to be or to do some of the things that I want to do.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
So we're recording on our phone, so I can't see Heidi. So we might crosstalk a little bit on this call, but that's okay. But what I wanted to ask was, or say was, it's fascinating to me that you thought that you were aware of diet culture, that you're like, oh yeah, like that's like, you know, the magazine's telling us we should be super skinny. And that's not even important to me. Like, or I don't even think that that's something that I'm supposed to be striving for. But then there were parts where it actually was affecting you and you hadn't seen that. That's so fast. I mean, I love that there was an awakening, right? Like,
oh yeah. Yeah. I'm really racking my brain to think, but I just saw it everywhere. I was really surprised at how much I saw it. And I just, you know, you go to the bookstore and you see lots of books on, you know, how to change your body, and you know, then you're noticing all the ads on Facebook or in different social medias, and even within the plant-based, it's a little bit there too, you know.
Yeah. Well, and it's this idea of the not enoughness, right? Like all of us are just quite not enough because of the body that we're living in. And if we could just make it a little bit better, then maybe we would be a little bit more enough. And it has like
Right.
nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
You
Yeah.
know?
Yeah, it was got really embarrassing. Like I was just so embarrassed at myself for like and saddened, I guess, really saddened more than anything that I had allowed my body size to keep me from doing some things because of that. Like you said, it has nothing to do with anything. And I don't think I generally judged people, you know, if I h hired a realtor, I wouldn't have judged them on their size, but for whatever reason, everyone else was going to judge me. And I just think that that's silly. And I really loved that you said, you know, to take, you know, you should love the space you take up in the world. And I think about that all the time. And I just think that's a beautiful saying and something that I'm really implementing in my life. Like I feel so much more comfortable around people. There are a few people that I felt uncomfortable around, and now I just don't anymore. And
That's fascinating. And nothing changed except your mind.
right. Yeah, exactly.
That's like the most amazing part is that everything changes without anything changing.
Yeah.
Because it's when you come out of the murky water, it's really like, oh, I can actually breathe. I can live my life. I can live a rich, abundant life in the body I have. And it's the diet culture messages that says, oh no, but you shouldn't.
Yes, yeah.
And of course, and I mean, I always can enter, like, we can call it diet culture or we can call it Satan, honestly. Because he's like, oh, how do I keep Heidi small? Oh, I just tell her she should be small. And then she'll just make her life small when she's not small enough. Right? Like,
That's
he's
right.
so good at, that's like his play with all of us. And we all like fall for it. Until we can see it, right? Until our eyes are opened and we come up for air and we're like, oh, there's something different. There's something better. Yeah. So that was, so first you recognized, let's go and chat about like you made some decisions after you kind of came up for air. And what was one of the first decisions that you made? Do you remember?
I
You're
do.
fine.
Okay, yes. So I one of the podcasts that you talked about was not weighing yourself and like how that is not as important as your, you know, blood work. And I was blown away by the idea that I myself and that I could still be okay with who I was. And so I literally just put my scale in a cupboard and I haven't got on it since. And it has been the most freeing thing to me. And just the idea that that's not important, that it's the least important thing that needs to change in my life. And the idea that when I get on my scale, it's just a number for that exact moment in time. And I really like the idea of my scale just gives me a number, and it actually is going to probably even be different in a couple of hours from now. And every
Yeah.
time I get on that scale, it gives me a feeling of either good or bad. And I didn't like that because it could change at any moment, and it wasn't really telling me that much about myself. It was just telling me a number.
Yeah, and then it totally dictates then how we feel about ourselves.
Right.
Right? Like it has
Yes.
nothing to do with anything really, but then it's like, but then we base like how we're going to feel on that.
Yeah. And that has really, really freed up my mind. And just a huge, huge weight has been lifted off me by not getting on my scale because I know that every time I get on it, it would give me some sort of feeling. And I didn't like that. And I didn't realize that. And that's part of diet culture too. You know, you just having
that
to
number is so important. This.
Right. So I haven't got on my scale. I'll get on it again when I get my blood work next month. Just because I'll be going to the doctor's office or whatever, but it doesn't matter. And I shouldn't dictate the way I feel about myself. So that was huge for me.
Yeah. Well, and what I would love for, so if you're listening, everybody, and you really like weighing yourself, there's nothing wrong with that. But I would just love everyone to be able to, or even just even myself, to put it in perspective of where it belongs. Like, your weight should be as important to you as like whether or not you're constipated or whether or not you're sleeping at night. Or, you know what I mean? But we make it like the most important thing. And it just gets in the way of our health journey. Like, do you feel like you stopped weighing yourself, Heidi, and then you just didn't care anymore? And it just didn't, you know what I mean? You're like, well, I don't have to weigh. So I just, I'm going to eat whatever I want.
No, I initially thought I might feel that way, but I knew I wanted to take care of my body. And in reality, I think, to be honest, it's actually a better way about going it. A better way about it, because if I get on my scale and I'm eating plants and I gain weight, then my mind is going to tell me, oh, well, maybe you need to figure out a different way to lose weight or whatever. Mm-hmm. But if I don't get on the scale at all, it doesn't matter. I'm just like going to do my plants and it doesn't matter what the scale says. So I think the scale actually can actually harm you even in eating plants, because you're expecting it to do one thing. And when it doesn't do that, then you question what you're eating versus what's best for you.
Yeah. And what I hear in that is like, if this is a matter of us really wanting to just follow God's health code, then are we jumping on the scale to see if his health code's working? Right. Or is there just a matter of, oh, I have faith in his words and I'm just going to eat this way. And, you know, some people can get on the scale and that's very motivating. But like for me as a chronic lifetime dieter, I get on the scale and it kind of determines whether what I'm doing is working. And it's such a poor, it's not a great tool to use to determine anything, honestly. It just says the mass of my body. That's all it tells me. It's not telling me if my heart's functioning better or if my kidneys are more cleaned out, or it doesn't tell me anything. It just tells me what my body weighs.
Yeah.
Right. And yeah. So I love the idea of just having faith that he's told us, and we can have faith in his words and move forward knowing that it's working, but it might not be the way that diet culture tells us things are supposed to work.
Yeah. I saw a friend posted the other day, a picture. Anyway, it was just something that said, no, we could all eat the exact same foods and exercise the exact same, you know, the same, and our bodies would still all look different.
Yeah. And there's a little bit of, in the plant-based world, there's a little bit of a message that says, oh, you eat plants and your body's going to be its natural size. And that, of course, it's supposed to be very thin. And I'm just really grateful for other guidance that we've had on that from Elder Holland that says, actually, there's not any ideal size. That doesn't exist. So we all just need to know that our body, even if it's not where you need it to be or want it to be yet, it's still the ideal size. Like, it's still showing up for you. It's still doing what it's supposed to do. It's still, you know.
Yeah.
It's such a faithful part of our lives that we just ignore. Mm-hmm. We're just like, oh, but you don't look the way I want. So you know what I mean? Like, I just have to ignore you. Or, you know, we have such crazy relationship with our body, but that's what really the podcast is for and Breathe is for, is it's that coming home to ourselves of, yeah. Oh, I can't pay attention to my body. Oh, and I'm really sorry that I've had such horrible thoughts about you my whole life. You know? Yes. So you also made another, you kind of decided, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do it my way. Tell people a little bit about that.
Yeah. Well, can I just make one more comment about the...
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
So one thing that has really helped me in this is that I have reckoned, you know, I go out in nature and I see all the different flowers and trees and plants. And I love that they're all so different. You know, you've got the tulips that are fuller and the, you've got every shape and size of, I mostly think about flowers. They're all so different and unique. Mm-hmm. And what if they all looked the same? How boring would that be of a world? And I just think, you know, like you said, you know, God's created us in different shapes and sizes. And I really think about that a lot. That's really helped me quite a bit just to recognize that, I don't want us all to look the same. And our body shapes are just like the flowers out in nature. They're all very different. We don't think, oh, that flower really should look skinnier than it does, right?
Yeah. We absolutely don't think that.
And so that's been something that's helped me. But okay, so
yeah, let's talk about how you kind of had a realization that you could do this your own way.
Yeah. So that's one other thing you've talked about in your podcast is like everybody has their own journey. And even in like in diet culture, they're always talking about, you know, this is how you need to eat. You've got to do the keto diet or you've got to do, you know, Beachbody or I don't even know what they all are, but so many different diets and it gives you a plan and it tells you exactly what to eat. And even some of them have you measure your food and weigh it. And I've looked at some of those, even in the plant-based world, I've looked at those to say, okay, you know, if I eat this many ounces of this a day, I'm going to be able to lose this weight. And that's diet culture. And I just was getting really confused because I was actually looking at several different diet options in the plant-based world. And so I thought, okay, I've found plant-based. And then it still got to be as confusing as outside the plant-based world. And mm-hmm. I think some of these books. And so then that was really confusing.
Oh, true, Heidi.
Yeah. So when you just were said, like, you can eat whatever you want. If you want to have chocolate at night, you know, put it on your plan, write it down, or however you want to do it. You just, it's up to you. And that was really freeing to me. And it made me realize I can do this. I don't have to be perfect at it. I don't have to, you know, I'm kind of like all in or all out. That's kind of how I've done it in the past. Like I'm either plant-based or I'm either this or that, or I'm just going to be like eating all the hamburgers. And so it's been really nice for me just to be able to say, I get to say what I eat and, you know, kind of go make a plan for myself. And even if sometimes I feel like I'm very plant-based, some days I feel like I'm gonna have a plant-based day. Some days I really feel like I have like a plant-focused day where my meals are very plant-focused. And some days I'm just enjoying, you know, wherever I am, like if I'm traveling or whatever, or even just if I'm having an off day. And I don't make it mean anything. And it's just like, oh, I didn't fall off my plan because my plan was whatever I've decided, you know. And that's been really helpful to me to recognize that there isn't anything I have to follow necessarily except how I want to do it.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Because that's the whole thing is like diet culture is like, well, it's only worthy if you do it perfect this way. And that exists in the plant-based world too. Like they, you know what I mean? Like most of the women that come and work with me, it's because they think they're not doing it perfect enough and they need help doing it more perfect.
Right.
You know, and perfect doesn't really exist. I think that what we should all be looking like striving for is, okay, I want to follow the word of wisdom and I might be working towards that the rest of my life. And we talked about this a little bit before we jumped and started recording the podcast, but it's no different in any other parts of the gospel for us. Like sometimes I'm like, I really should work on my genealogy a little bit. And then I'm really bad at it, but I don't even think it means anything. Yeah. I think I should really work on like having better family home evenings, or I should do better at studying my scriptures. Like we're all just on this path of moving forward, but none of it is ever perfect. But when it comes to food, we think there is. We think that there's a perfection. And it really just, I believe it can just rob our lives, because what happens is trying to be perfect ends up robbing our thoughts. It's like, because our thoughts are like, oh, I can never be perfect enough. And I'm always, you know, in the hamster wheel trying to do it better and better and better, where it never existed anyway. Because what's perfect?
Right.
My version of perfect might be very different than like someone else's, like Dr. McDougall's version of perfect. Like, you know what I mean? Like, what is perfect? I don't even know what that is.
And yeah, so it's interesting that we say, oh, I should be better at genealogy, or I should be better at this. And we don't like hound ourselves about it, but we can't just say that about food. For some reason, it means something. I mean, that's what you're saying, but.
Well, and usually I think it's tied to the shrinking of our body.
Yeah.
Like I have to do this perfect, because if I don't do this perfect, then my body won't shrink. And what if there's like another option? What if there's an option of maybe that doesn't have to be the goal? Maybe the goal is we just live a plant focused life, and that the best we can. And some days it's going to be really simple to do. And then some days we're going to be on vacation and it's not going to be so simple. But we, like you said, we don't have to make it mean anything.
Yeah.
And that, we don't have to decide we're being good or being bad.
Yeah. I think we'll succeed a lot better if we actually, I don't mean to talk over you, but I think we'll succeed a lot better if we just give ourselves grace and we allow ourselves to make those mistakes and just move on. I think that's how we will succeed in the plant-based world or in anything that we do, is allowing ourselves to have mistakes and not giving up.
Well, and one thing I teach when you come into Breathe and you take my 30 days to plant-based eating without dieting, one thing I talk throughout that whole course is like, what is your long-term plan? Like, normally we start a diet thinking it starts on this day and it ends on this day. You know what I mean? I should have this result. Well, when we take all that away and we're like, what's your, like, what we're looking at a lifetime. Like, what can I do today that I can probably do for the rest of my life? What little thing can I change to make? And if we can have that long term, like, we're not in a hurry. You know, usually we're in a hurry because we just want to feel different about something. And if we're in a hurry to feel different about our body, that's actually different work than how you're going to eat.
Right.
That's different work. But we think that if we're in a hurry, and if we can hurry and, you know, get a result, then we're going to feel better, where actually feeling better comes in a different way. But so if we can just have that long term, and I think that that's what you're saying is, oh, I can be in this plant-based world and it doesn't, I don't have to like rubber band and like be in or out. If I can just decide I can do it my way, it's so powerful. Mm-hmm. And I think you get more leverage that way than trying to do it everyone else's way. And you're always falling short and you're always feeling like you're not doing it right. And then eventually, like, your brain's like, well, let's move on. Like, let's not do this anymore. This doesn't feel good either.
Yes. It is empowering to feel like you are in control of what you eat and that you can make those changes in your time. And you just see yourself slowly progressing up and up rather than rubber banding back down.
Yeah. And having some trust in yourself, like, that's part of this journey, is like, I haven't trusted myself my whole life. I've always looked outside of myself to say, tell me how to eat. Tell me what my body needs. Tell me, you know, that's part of diet culture, is you should not trust yourself. So when we start to trust ourselves and we start trying to have a relationship with ourselves, it's, you know, it's something we have to navigate because we're not necessarily good at it.
Yeah.
And so that, I loved when I hear from you that you're like, yeah, I'm figuring this out and I'm doing it my way. And that requires some self-trust. And I love when you said, and when I'm not perfect at it, I don't make it mean anything. That there's power there. There's power in deciding that when I'm, you know, and this is different than making and keeping commitments to yourself. Like, I'm not trying to say, oh, just, you don't have to try to do anything. I'm just saying, setting your own pace and then offering yourself grace when you're in tricky situations that you don't have the control like you'd normally like to have, that's going to get you way further than the beat up process that we do when we're not doing the way we think we should be and all of that. But share with everybody, Heidi, about you shared with me months ago, kind of something like, you kind of had this was almost like, it was a spirit. Well, it was a spiritual experience that you had with the Savior in this whole process and these changes that you've made? Share with her. I think people would love to hear about that.
Yeah. So we're all on this journey, and it's going to be different for all of us. But for me, just listening to Trisha's podcast and just hearing just all the different things that she was teaching, and I remember one thing that Trisha's talked about is having gratitude for your body. And I felt a little bit of a prick of my heart in the realization that I wasn't having as much gratitude for my body as the Savior would want me to have, because I was unhappy with my body. And that really stung as I listened to that and I thought about where I was in my gratitude. And so I just started looking and giving gratitude and thanking gratitude that I had for everything that my body did. And as soon as I did that, as soon as I really felt and showed gratitude to the Savior for my body, I had just an instant change of heart about the way I looked and the way I felt about myself. And it's hard to explain, and it's only happened a few times in my life over different things. But it really was a sudden change of heart to where I all of a sudden didn't dislike myself when I looked in the mirror. I didn't get disgusted when I saw my body, and I could just see it for all the good that it was. And I've been able to stay in that mindset, and it's been just a really an amazing experience for me to be able to now look in the mirror and just to see my body as neutral, and just to see it and see the good that it is. And that was an amazing experience for me, and for me just to be able to have that gratitude and to feel like the Savior was able to change my heart about myself, something that I've been struggling with for half of my life. Half of my life, basically, at this point in my life, where I did not like the way I looked, or I liked myself. And he just changed that for me. And I really feel like it was tied to the gratitude that I showed towards my body. So, that, I mean, that's my experience that I had.
That's just so beautiful. I mean, I don't know if I'm the only one crying, but that is like, that's what, that's, if we have, if this is like a challenge for you, like when you hear all of you listening, this is literally something we have to lay at the Savior's feet. Diet culture is such a strong pull. Satan's so good at this with women. I don't know that we can do it ourselves. And for me, it's a little different than what it is for Heidi. Like Heidi, it was like an instant, and it's just been different ever since. And for me, it's been a little bit one step forward, two steps back. One step forward, oh, I think I might want to change directions. And I feel him put his hand on my shoulder and say, Trish, you know what you need to be doing. And for me, my work looks a little different, and my transformation is a little different. But that's the work, is having him help us. And right. And it might look like Heidi's. It might look like in an instant, he created a change. And when she shared with this the first time, I mean, for me, I was almost jealous of her experience, because I was like, oh yeah, I get there and then I fall out, and then I get there and then I fall out. But I mean, she's been able to maintain that. Like that's stayed with her. And neither is right and neither's wrong. What's so beautiful is he's there and available to all of us. And he wants to help you come out of the murky water. He wants, like, I don't know if you know the painting where Peter's under the water and the Savior's pulling him. It's the same analogy for us. He wants to pull us up and be like, come up for air. You are perfect just the way you are.
Yeah.
I created you. Right? I created you, and I don't make mistakes. and you've been told your whole life it's a mistake, and it's just not. And he has that. healing balm to offer to us. And we do have to lay at his feet, and then we have to do the work. And I think the work for Heidi was, you know, she knew that I've got to tap into gratitude, and I've got to start, you know, she knew she had a part to play in that. And everybody listening, we all kind of know what our part is, and you've got to do your part. And then he absolutely comes in 100% and will help you.
Yeah, it is important to include the Savior in your journey and to recognize that he can help, because it is a crazy world out there. And I've been swimming in it for so long that you need that light to help you see outside of that, you know. And like you said, all our journeys are different. And I'm really, you know, my work is more in switching to plants, more, you know, in a better way, and more, yeah, I don't know. My work's different than your work, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I like that. And that's how all of us are. And I think that if we can just make the work not be about our worth, if we just know, oh, my worth is intact and I am worthy in this body I have right now, this body is worthy. And my work is to take really good care of this body and love it and have gratitude for it. And then and when that does not feel possible, he comes in and fills the gap and helps you do it, which is amazing. Well, Heidi, I love that you came on and shared with everybody your experiences today. This might be one of my favorite podcasts. It was really beautiful. Really, really beautiful to see, you know, something that work that I felt Heavenly Father telling me to put in the world, and then to see how it affects someone else. I mean, it's just, but I feel lots of gratitude today for you and for you sharing all of this. It's beautiful.
Well, thanks for having me on. I was super nervous to do this, but I do just want to shout out to Trish, because really, I mean, I have felt a lot of gratitude for the work that you have done to share all of this with us, because it has changed my life in so, so many ways. And it is just that wisdom that you share with everybody that has really changed my life. And so I'm grateful for you and for just the work that you've done, and just the eye opening of so many things has been such a blessing. So thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. And you have to know that I just put the work in the world, but you did your work. You did it. You get to take all your credit for where you're at and the progress you've made. I don't get to take any of that credit. That's all you, Heidi. So, but that's what everyone that's listening, like, I can offer it, but it's, you know, that's your work, is to take it in and go, oh, and to accept it, that this is a possibility. It's possible for me to love the space I take up in the world and take really good care of it. And to actually enjoy it. All, you know, it's possible. Yeah. So, okay, Heidi, before you go, everybody I have on, when I remember, sometimes I forget, but I like to ask them to share one thing that they love about themselves with everybody. So I'd love for you to do that.
I forgot you were going to do that.
I know. So now your brain has to like go, oh no, what is it? What do we love about ourselves?
I love that I have a deep love for my family, and that they are my everything, and that I am willing to make a lot of sacrifices for other people. And I know a lot of people that are like that, but I know a lot of people aren't like that. And that's just something that I love about myself.
Oh, I love that. Beautiful. Yes. You love your family and you're willing to sacrifice for them. Yeah. Yeah. I'm not always willing. So that's a really beautiful thing.
I'll probably do.
I'm kind of kidding and kind of not. All right, Heidi. Well, thanks for coming on. And hey, everybody, I hope you're doing well. And I hope you're eating plants, and I hope you're loving the space you take up in the world. All right. Have a great day. Have a great day. Have a great day. We'll see you next time. A few things before you go. If you have found that you need help on your journey of taking amazing care of yourself and loving the space you take up in the world, please, I would love for you to come join us in my monthly membership coaching program called Breathe. Breathe is a place where like-minded women come together and help one another. I help you by coaching you, and then I record that, and then other women will watch while you are helped, and then you watch other women when they're helped. And it's this community where women are helping women, and it's so beautiful. There's a lot of other perks when you're a Breathe member. So you receive coaching, you get to watch other women be coached, and then you also get to have access to any course that I provide. So right now, there's two courses in the membership. One is how to eat plant-based in 30 days without dieting. So if you're at the very beginning of your journey, that will help you so much. Now, if you're a little bit further along in your journey, you will probably love my course that is on self-care. And it's a self-care course that you take over 6 weeks. And it's a way for you to come home to yourself and start figuring out, what does love feel like for you? And this is a course that I usually offer just to a group coaching program, but now it's also offered in Breathe. Something else you'll have is you'll have this community of support. There'll be a private Facebook group that you can check in with. And remember, you're going to be seeing these other women be coached. So you will get to be, honestly, their best friends. It will be a wonderful community. And you know, sometimes when we eat plant-based and we try to leave diet culture, it's a little bit lonely. So that will be a wonderful support for you. The last thing, I provide weekly meal plans. I'm trying to think of everything I can to make this process of you loving you and you loving the space you take up in the world and you taking amazing care of yourself, to have all the tools for that. And one tool to simplify your life is a weekly meal plan with a grocery list. And that will also be available in Breathe. And all of that will be available on an easy app so that you can access it on your phone, and you can, it can be very user friendly for you. So come join me in Breathe. You remember, nothing in your life has to change for everything to change. And that's the work we do in Breathe. Have you come up for air? Have you needed help to keep breathing? I got you. Come join us in Breathe. Have you downloaded my free commitment planner? Okay, if you haven't, you totally need to. It's such an easy way for you to make and keep commitments to yourself and honor those commitments. Go to my Instagram account, and in the links in bio, there is an option there to download that for free. Totally go get that. Make sure that you subscribe to the podcast. If you're feeling like you're missing episodes, it's probably because you're not subscribed. So wherever you listen, you just subscribe, and then they will make sure that you don't miss an episode. Also, are you part of my free Facebook group? If you're not, you should be. Come on over, share recipes with us, and it's just a really diet culture free place to enjoy being online. And last of all, have you left me a review? Reviews are really important, because that's how other people find the podcast, is through a review. So wherever you listen, go ahead and leave me a review there so other people can get the help that they need through the podcast. All right, y'all are the best. Have the best day. See you next time.